This show has bad language. This show is offensive to almost everyone. Enjoy the show. And now the Random Bush Show. System error. Kill. Kill. Kill.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have come to the third and final Justice Sketches special.
Yeah, congratulations. Hey, I hope that you didn't go straight to three and that you listened to one and two. Because
don't you know how to count?
Yeah, come on.
Because it would totally work. You could totally listen to any of these episodes out of order.
You could.
It wouldn't make any.
It's, you know what?
It's not like there's important information in two that then leads to something important.
Like, wait
that
a second. I'm so lost. What happened with the? I don't even know what this guy.
No,
is.
You could definitely listen. Yeah. To any of these out of order, but we did put numbers on them,
mm-hmm.
And maybe there's a purpose. To that.
You know
maybe
what? Honestly, if you do it out of order, doesn't offend me. I'm just happy to have you as a listener.
It actually offends me. I'm greatly offended if you listen to the episodes out of order.
He's gonna find you. There's gonna be some sort of tracking software that we.
You're
can
welcome
get.
To listen to the episodes out of order. But when you're chit-chatting with me, if you're not in chronological, have your shit together. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna know, and I'm not gonna be happy about it. That's just the thing that's gonna take place between us. It's personal. But other than that. Enjoy the show.
Enjoy.
The order of intentionality.
First order of intentionality.
Judy thinks Tom has a crush on her.
Second order of intentionality.
Mark thinks Judy thinks Tom has a crush on her.
Third order of intentionality.
Tanya thinks Mark is jealous because he thinks Julie thinks Tom has a crush on her.
Fourth order of intentionality.
Harold's pissed because Tanya's eye-fucking Mark, but she thinks he's jealous because he thinks Judy thinks Tom has a crush on her.
Fifth order of intentionality.
Tom's uncomfortable. Everyone keeps looking at him knowingly. The only thing he knows is Harold's pissed, probably because Tanya is eye-fucking Mark. Mark doesn't even notice this as Mark is seething with jealousy as he stares at Judy. I bet Tanya thinks Mark's jealous because he thinks Judy thinks Tom has a crush on her. Oh, and Tom's gay, so Judy is way off the mark.
This has been the Order of Intentionality.
It's just, no, this is stupid. No, you know what? Fuck it. Let's do it.
Hello?
Hi. Is this... 323-555-6291?
It is. Who is this?
Okay, so this is gonna sound a little weird. No, I would not normally do this. But I mean, I did just get your number off a men's room wall, and it said I should call for a good time?
Okay. I don't know who wrote that there, but yeah, I like to have a good time. Where's that men's room?
I'm at a strip club.
Oh, fun! Which one?
It's the Palomino.
The Palomino? Shut up. On 3rd and Highland? I love that place.
Really? You've been here?
Yeah. Who's bartending today? Is it Cindy?
I don't know. Maybe.
Short, dark hair, slutty, but like not too slutty.
That actually sounds right.
Tell her I said you need a free drink. She totally owes me.
Cool.
Oh, Better yet, tell her we need a threesome. I'm down anytime. That girl is so much fun.
Okay, yeah.
So, about that good time, when are we hanging out?
I don't know. How about tonight?
Oh, shit. Do you like basketball?
Yeah, heck yeah. I love the Lakers.
That is a crazy coincidence. A client gave me tickets to his box seats at the Lakers game tonight.
Well, that's great.
They're supposed to be amazing seats. Good food, free booze.
Cool. Let's do it.
Nice. I was worried I wouldn't find anybody to go with. Sorry, I need to run though. I have to teach erotic massage yoga class in a few minutes, but let's meet at the game tonight. In the meantime, go get that free drink from Cindy. Tell her that Beth says hi.
Wait, hold on a second. Who's Beth?
I'm Beth.
No. On the wall by your number, it says Kate.
No, I'm Beth.
Okay, but is your middle name Kate? Or maybe Kate's your roommate, and you just answered her phone?
No, it's just me, Beth.
Look, I'm really sorry, and you seem nice and everything, but I honestly thought I was calling a Kate. You know, it's just a good time with her, and, you know, there's obviously somebody out there that's vouching for her, so I don't know.
But what about our plans tonight? No Lakers game? No threesome?
Look, I'm sorry. This is a wrong number.
Hello? Are you still there? Damn it! What does that girl have to do?
Would you care to tell me what you see in the photograph, Mr. Johnson?
Well, it appears to be a picture of me at a picnic in the park.
Picnic? Well, tell me, what are you doing in the photograph, Mr. Johnson?
Why, I'm eating a ham sandwich.
A ham sandwich, Mr. Johnson? What if I were to tell you that this is a photograph of you eating a turkey sandwich?
Now wait one damn minute there!
Sit down, Mr. Johnson! Now, what do you see in the second photograph, Mr. Johnson?
I don't have to take this from you!
I believe you'll find you do have to take this from me. Now then, the second photograph, Mr. Johnson. I don't want to have to ask you again.
It's a picture of me drinking a soda.
A soda? A soda? Well, what kind of soda, Mr. Johnson?
A 7-Up.
7-Up. A 7-Up. A 7-Up! I think we both know it was a Sprite! Did you think you would just have yourself a little walk in the park, no less? And then you put on a little one-man picnic with turkey sandwiches and Sprite? What do you have to say for yourself, Picnic Man?
What if I am a Picnic Man?
You disgust me. Take him away!
No! No, please! It was Ham! And 7-Up, you can check my cabinets at home! It was Ham! It was Ham!
Introducing Sniffy's Super Glue. Sniffy's is the best super glue available on the market. Why, you ask? Simple. It's the only glue that's specially formulated with 100 times more gamma butyrolactone than any other brand. That's the chemical in super glue that gets you high! So you'll get 100 times higher puffing Sniffy super glue! Yeah! You heard me. I'm talking crazy-ass hallucination! Can't feel your face! Forget your name! Oh, fuck! I'm paralyzed from the neck down and the neck up! Hi! Sometimes people ask, with all that extra solvent in there, does Sniffy super glue still work as glue? I don't know. Maybe. Why are you so worried about gluing shit together when you could be getting... totally rocked on Sniffy Super Glue! So quit with the model airplane nerd shit and come get in on this! A few huffs and puffs and you'll forget everything! Sniffy Super Glue! Sniff this!
Sniffy superglue should never be used to glue anything together or be taken intravenously.
Yes, hello. I am here to meet with my date for a romantic dinner for two.
Hello, sir, and welcome to the Fish and the Fine Hen Dining. I'm the host, Kristen. Can I take your coat and your hat?
No. That will not be necessary. Has my date already arrived?
I'm sorry, but you're a mask, a hat, and a trench coat full of cats.
Excuse me! How dare you, young lady? Kristen, is it I am a human man who is here for a very important date with a beautiful human lady? Alright, so please tell me if my date has arrived, or I will be forced to ask to speak to your manager.
Is your date... that mask, hat, and dress full of cats sitting at that table over there?
This is an outrageous treatment of your customers. Okay, I will have you know that she is a beautiful lady and I am a non-feline man. I would like to speak to your boss.
I'm sure he's going to love this. Hey, Frank! Customer out here wants to see you. Okay, listen, Frank. I'm pretty sure this is just a bunch of cats in a trench coat.
Again? I'm allergic to cats. Hello, sir. I'm Frank.
I'm the owner and operator of this establishment. How can I help you?
This young lady, Kristen, has offended me and my date by referring to us both as clothing stuffed with felines.
Yeah, well, okay, look. I'm not saying you are or you aren't, okay? Look, we get this all the time. It's an easy mistake to make, but I can't be having my customers fall apart into a pile of cats that go running out of here every time the bill comes.
Who would conceive such a thing? I would never.
Okay, yeah, sure, whatever. How do you plan on paying for your meal tonight?
Oh, I have my master's... I mean, I have my human MasterCard right here.
Okay, look, I'll tell you what. Leave the credit card with the host and enjoy the meal.
Are you serious right now?
Look, a paying customer is a paying customer. In this economy, I'll take what I can get. Show him to his table. I'm going to wash my hands.
Sure, whatever. Right this way, sir. Here we are. Tonight's special is a New York prime rib paired with a vegetable medley and your choice of baked potato or french fries. We also have a smoked salmon over a nice rice.
Yeah, I'll have the fish.
I, too, will have the fish.
Ooh. I will have two fishes.
We can do that? I will have five fish.
we will both have 17 fish cooked as rare as possible.
Well, we normally only make beef rare. We're not a sushi restaurant.
We shall have it rare.
All right. And what kind of potato would you like? Fries or baked potato?
No potato.
And no vegetable medley either. Just fish, as rare as possible.
Okay, and to drink? Should I start you guys off with some water?
I will have cream.
That sounds good. I too will have cream.
All right, would you like that in a saucer?
Excuse me?
Never mind, I'll get you your order right away.
Don't look now, but we are totally pulling this off.
Totally.
Good evening. Tonight, Random Comedy's Masterpiece Theatre is proud to present the dramatization of Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. Within tonight's performance, on loan from Her Majesty's Royal Shakespeare Company, we are privileged to have the much sought-after talents of actor Sir Patrick Hemmingsworth, and playing his opposite and lover within tonight's performance in the pivotal role of Juliet, we are privileged to present Chewbacca, preeminent aide-de-camp of General Solo. Let us join now in the top of the second act. As young love smitten Romeo has trespassed within his family's sworn enemy, the Capulet's garden, in the foolish and darkly fated effort to charm the hand of his namesake's enemy's daughter, the fair Juliet. Enjoy.
But soft. What light through yonder window breaks? It is the east, and Juliet the sun. Arise, fair sun, and kill the envious moon, who is already sick and pale with grief. That thou her maid art far more fair than she, be not her maid, since she is envious. Her vestal livery is but sick and green, and none but fools do wear it. Cast it off! It is my lady. Oh, it is my love. Oh, that she knew she were. She speaks, yet she says nothing. What of that? Her eye discourses. I will answer it. I am too bold. 'Tis not to me she speaks. Two of the fairest stars in all the heaven, having some business, do entreat her eyes to twinkle in the spheres till they return. What if her eyes were then, they in her head? The brightness of her cheek would shame those stars. As daylight doth a lamp, her eyes in heaven would through their airy region stream so bright that birds would sing and think it were not night. See how she leans her cheek upon her hand. Oh, that I were a glove upon that hand, that I might touch that cheek. She speaks. Oh, speak again, bright angel, for thou art as glorious as this night, being o'er my head as a winged messenger of heaven unto the white upturned wondering eyes of mortals that fall back to gaze on him, when he bestrides the lazy pacing clouds and sails upon the bosom of air. Shall I hear more? Or shall I speak at this?
In this episode of How to Get Away with Murder, Russian Style, Vlad shares his advice.
Number one, gloves. I prefer leather. Thick, but not too thick. You want to feel life go bye-bye. But hands cold? No good. Number two, spitting on body. You probably want to spit on body. I want to spit on body. My mistress Vlada Tinkova, CSI Moscow. On show, when catch murder, 90% of time is because spit on body. Say with me, do not spit on Boris. I mean body. I hate Boris. He die like dog is why I spit on him. Number 3. Also say on CSI, no hair, no evidence. Plus, Vlada Tinka love no hair. She also have no hair. So smooth. Oh.
Зайди сюда!
Нет!
Ты мне нужен!
Нет, полуструка!
I love you.
So, sorry, where was I? Oh, yes, the murder. Advice number 4, fingerprint. Sometimes, no time for glove, murder must now. So, if haven't already, remove fingerprint. Step 1, very hot frying pan. Step 2, vodka. Step 3, cook fingertip in hot pan. Step 4, drink vodka. If still pain, step 5, drink more vodka. Step 6, vodka. It's good. Finally, advice number 5 for how to getting away with murder, Russian editions. Move body is very hard. So make easy by burn body. Better still, melt body in acid. Where get acid? Call my friend Yuri. He give you 10% off when use promo code DON'T SPIT ON BODY.
Thanks, Vlad. Next week, Sergei shares best knife practices on how to get away with murder, Russian style.
Guys, I'm pretty sure this is the way.
Yeah, sure.
I told you, we shouldn't have stepped off the trail. Just look at the map, bro. This is a shortcut. Trust me.
Yeah, it better be.
Did you hear that? Wait! Whoa! Ah! Ow! What the heck? Girl!
What the hell is this supposed to be?
Oh, no. Oh, no. This is some kind of trap. Guys, we are lost. Lost in the friggin' jungle, and now we've fallen into some kind of a trap. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. I told you, we shouldn't have stepped off the friggin' trail.
He's freaking out.
This is not good.
Dude, he is losing his freaking mind.
Okay.
You had better figure this out.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. No. Okay, everyone, just relax. All right, the walls can't be more than 9 feet high. If you give me a lift, I'll then be able to pull you guys up, and then we'll get back to the trail. Everything will work out just fine. No one needs to worry. What is that? Do you hear that?
What is that?
No way.
What is going on? What is that?
No way.
You're in trouble now.
What is happening? I only ever thought they were stories. I didn't ever think it could be real.
What? Dude, what is going on?
Guys, I can't believe this.
Let's party.
What? We fell into a booby trap.
What?
What should I do? Party like you've never partied before. Woo!
Okay.
Hey, well, good looking.
Right.
Look
party,
who
guys.
Just got here.
Let's do it.
Yes. Come to this pit often.
What are you boys doing?
Yeah.
Any other pits around here that we're
fine? No, it's yeah, all right.
Let's
party, guys.
Hey, Vicky, look who just showed up. Some new mandangos
what's
are here.
To come,
all right. Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Next time.
Holy shit, that's a lot of stairs. I can't. What a strange place to ask to meet someone. Okay, here we go. Oh shit, it's fucking raining. Hi, hello? Hi, I'm Sean Random. I understand I'm supposed to meet you here. Would you like to go someplace else?
Pay attention, Mr. Random. I am sure as hell not up here for my good health. Now listen up. In about 5 minutes, a chopper is going to saddle up to the top edge of this skyscraper we are currently standing on. For structural safety purposes, the pilot can only get about as close as 10 feet from the side of this building. but there's a lot of force from the winds up here. So it'll be moving and shifting, give or take 10 or 5 feet in either direction. It will be in continual movement as it sweeps the edge. On my mark, you are going to run parallel to that chopper. You will assess the situation and then take the leap. Landing within the belly of the beast. Are you ready?
What? What? Why would you think I could do that?
Now stop all that and listen up. Once you clear this cover, they're going to start their shooting. But just keep moving. They hardly ever hit a moving target.
Wait, shooting? Like bullets? At me? I think you might have gotten the wrong guy here. Listen, I'm not going to be jumping from any buildings into any helicopters, okay? Wait, did you say belly of the beast?
Mr. Random, let me be absolutely clear here. My orders are that you are going to go over that ledge. And I am here to see that you do so, one way or another. Do I make myself clear?
What the fuck?
I suggest the chopper.
Are you fucking with me?
On my mark. Oh shit, they're early. It's go time. Go, go, run, run, run.
Will Sean plummet to his death? Will he land safely in the hull of the helicopter? How did he even get into this situation in the first place? Find out next time.
Hey there, everybody. This is Sean Random. I just wanted to pop in for a brief moment and let you know, I know from the outside looking in, our podcast has this cute little comedy angle, but from the inside looking out, a lot of people don't realize this show is a huge collective effort. Nearly 100 starving artists contributed work to our overall production. That's writers, stand-up comedians, actors, musicians, performers of all kinds. Now, we'll perform for an audience of one, but we want to perform for thousands, millions, the all. And the only way for us to build that audience is if you spread the word. We'll continue to put this show out every Thursday. There's going to be a brand new episode, and we've got the Random Bush Presents, extended conversations, and other content. We've got quite a few of them on the back burner as well. So new content is on its way. I'm just asking for your support. Tell a friend. Leave us a review. Spread the word. Let's make an audience for our performers to play for.
Hello, everyone. Thanks so much for listening. We have come to the end of this show. Thanks once again for listening. I already said that. Repeating myself.